I am the host, Richard Ravenbrook, a man, a life coach, and a spiritual mentor who has endeavored to find real spiritual truth and self-enlightenment. With experiences in various ministry types, pagan traditions, and even magical paths. With a love for Mother Earth and a balance of life, I work to channel spirit and to help educate and mentor those striving to deconstruct from mainstream religion and to empower them to find the divinity within themselves and to the truth around them. The messages are focused on everyday life, creating an environment of real coexistence, a world of mutual respect, love, and dignity. The pagan preacher is all things, the preacher and the pagan, speaking from the wisdom of spirit. Meet and welcome everybody. This is Richard Kent, your host of the Pagan Empire Podcast. Today I want to come to you today, sitting down here at my home office, and I want to talk about fear and re-educating people to what reality truly is. You know, we live in a society that is afraid to do anything above or beyond that normal box. And I've talked about that normal box many different times, and I'm sure many other people have talked about that normal box too. But you know what? It doesn't matter how many times people talk about it. We keep ourselves in that normal box, don't we? We're afraid because we don't want to be seen as different. We don't want to be seen as strange or abnormal. We want to fit into the everyday society, and we want to be a part of everything that's going on, and we don't want to be the black sheep. But maybe that's the problem with our society and our world today. Maybe that's why in 2023 we still battle things that should have never been a battle in the beginning, to begin with. You know, as we really truly dive into truth, truly start diving into why we have the issues that we have in society, most of everything, most of all problems come back to fear. Fear of just simply being who we are. Fear of not being in control, or fear of not being liked, accepted. And I know I've talked about this before in other podcasts, but this subject is so important. And as the Pagan Empire and members move forward into trying to educate people in order to create that harmonious coexistence that all religions can achieve, and they can achieve that coexistence where we can all be what we are and not make people feel that they are any lesser. That we need to educate people on terms such as witch, such as, you know, paganism. These terms that have been tainted and stained due to ignorance, due to false labels, due to others that came before us trying to create a bad scar on those labels. And they weren't true at all. Hollywood is even to blame for these things. We see on TV all the time, you know, their perception or their interpretation of what a witch is. Most people, when they consider what a witch is, they see the green face and a long nose and a long pointy hat. But we all know that that is not the description of at least all the witches I've ever seen in my life. It's not truth, but it is the perception that people see. And part of the Pagan Empire's mission is to re-educate people on that truth. To re-educate people on the terms such as witch, to what they really are, and to why even many centuries ago, people were turned against that word. And we'll get into that maybe sometime later, maybe even a different podcast, but that's a totally different subject. But talking about fear and why we have that fear, we talk about politics. And without going real deep into politics, we want change in politics, don't we? We want a change in our lifestyles. We want change in the way things are in our country and in our world. But how do we do that? Well, in order to do that, we have to elect people that want change too. And not change just in their wallet, but change in the world around them. Most of us have plenty of just change in our pocket, don't we? But we want real, substantial, physical and spiritual change in our country. We don't have to want to fear walking through the mall or sending our kid to school. We want to see a world that can live together, coexist together, and live harmonious together. And it is absolutely possible. And the crazy thing is, you know, the simplest, the most simplistic of answers are to world peace. How do we achieve world peace? And it truly is so simple. And I've said it over and over and over and over. The only part that we have a hard time with is laying down things that have stopped us. Those things that have casted that fear. Large corporate religions have dominated our world for centuries. They have caused mass slaughter and mass, just the religious trauma all over the world, in families and in children. If we want change, we have to create change, don't we? What is some of the large corporate religions that we face today? That when we drive down almost every street, or at least several streets in every town, what will we find? In order to create change, we have to change that first. We have to change to where we don't just see one type of religion, but several types of religions that are offered and openly practiced without persecution and without hate. That's where change really comes from. Change that where we don't feel controlled. Because, you know, if you fear people around you, family, work associates, you know, people at your school, whatever it may be, if you fear telling them what you believe, you are persecuted. You are being oppressed. You are being hindered. And some of that may simply be ourselves. You know, we may be open to whatever it is that it is that we want to be. Some of us just lack the courage to be who it is that we are. But there are many times when we simply suppress who it is that we are because we know how those around us will react. And it's difficult, that fear. But how do we change that fear? Like I said before, we have to re-educate. We have to get down and we have to study. We have to, and this is a hard subject, and it is, when it comes to religion, because many times when it comes to religion, and that's been the problem over the last several thousands of years, is because when you threaten a religion with truth or with something that people just simply don't, you know, to acknowledge that someone's belief may be an error, they automatically put up that wall. They automatically become blocked and begin to defend. And sometimes it's really hard, if not impossible, to get through that wall that people put up. So when we educate, we have to educate in love. You're going to say, well, we can't always do that because They're yelling and screaming and preaching and doing whatever else that they're doing to us. And you know, I fully understand that. And I felt that myself. I have felt, you know, where people even have called me extremist because of my passion. And there is a line that is drawn there of that we can be very passionate about what we do. But there is a line as well. You know, even Martin Luther King Jr. taught us that things can be done without violence. And they can be. With spirit, things are absolutely possible that could never be done. But it takes a heart of love, a heart of understanding with wisdom to understand that most of the people that are coming against your lifestyle or coming against the things that you would want to be in life, they do so in good intention. People don't normally hate on people simply because they're hateful. They hate on people. Some of them even consider it love because they are taught that it's what they're supposed to do. They're taught that what we're doing or what you're doing is wrong and that it is their responsibility to try to change you or try to convert you. Re-educating people would be allowing them or educating them to the point to where they don't feel that that is their responsibility any longer. To educate them to the point of trusting their God enough that if their God truly wills something, then their God will do it. And if their God can't do it, then their God is not worthy of the praise to begin with. That we as humans are all here on this earth together. We all live together. No matter what religion you are, what race you are, doesn't matter where you are, we all live here together. And it's up to us to make a peaceful society in a way that we can all coexist in a way that is peaceful for everybody. But the only way to do that is to remove religious oppression. Remove that feeling that we have to convert or else. That there is only one religion and everything else is evil. We've got to get past that mindset. We've got to get past that. I mean, we look back over these thousands of years and think to ourselves, have we done good? Have we done bad? Where have we come as a race, the human race? And everywhere where we have our pitfalls comes religion. Religion of dominance. Religion saying that it has to be this way or it has to be that way. And people fighting back. And wanting freedom. Because if you are being forced to be a specific religion, or even if you're not forced to be a religion, but you're forced to coexist around a religion that's not yours, then you are oppressed. And you are being persecuted. Within you are. Because you are not able to be the person that you are, or the person that you want to be. And it happens all over the world. It's happening in our country. And people have ignored it. They've pushed it to the side. They have said that it doesn't exist. People want to say, well, you have the freedom to do whatever it is that you want. But that's not true. Oh, you have the freedom. True, you could be that. But then at the same time, they say, but the other people have the freedom to push you to the side, to hinder you, to hurt you mentally and emotionally and spiritually. They have the right to persecute you and hate on you. We can't allow those things if we want peace. No religion in this world has the right to oppress or hinder or hate on another. Ever. When do we stop playing God? Or when do we stop playing the role of the gods? When do we just stop and walk together as a human race, thousands of years into our existence, and we're still following things that absolutely will not bring peace upon our world. All they've done is cause division. All they've done is cause chaos, hate, and death. But what is the way that we can end all that? How's the way we can end world wars or any wars? Simple, as I've said before, mutual respect of differences. You know, can you do whatever it is that you want to do? If you want to wear your hammer down the street, if you want to wear your pentacle, what would happen if you decided to put up a big pentacle or a pentagram or whatever it may be in your front yard in your town? Would you have the courage to do so? And two, would your neighborhood allow it without some kind of repercussion? And at the same time, think, what if your neighbor decided to put up a cross? Would they face the same thing that you faced with the pentacle or the pentagram? Is there a difference between the two? Would one be treated better than the other? And if you say there is a difference, if you say yes, the one would be treated differently, one would be persecuted and the other would not, then you confirm even in yourself that yes, there is persecution of religion in the United States. It happens in every one of our towns. It happens all over the world. People simply wearing a pentacle to work and someone seeing it, and a Christian saying that they felt offended at that. Well, where do we get to in society that we stop being offended at someone else's belief or their religion? That's where we come into world peace. When we grow to a point of enlightenment and spiritual discernment that we no longer are offended by people's religion or what they believe. You know, I've said before, I was talking to someone the other day, talking about people's life choices and life, the things that they want to live, whether it be transgender or, you know, or whatever it may be, that I don't have to personally understand your path. All I have to understand is the fact that it's your path. My responsibility is my path. That's it. And I accept and respect everyone else's choice to be who it is that they are, just as I would want that for myself. We don't have to understand why people do the things that they do. What we have to understand is why we do what we do. And when we start to do those things, peace naturally comes around us. Because we're not always at war around us, trying to conquer everything that we see or suppress everything we see and hear into what we feel is right. And the war against evil and warring against everything that we feel is wrong because someone before us told us so. We've removed the inner voice of spirituality. We've removed the essence of understanding what love is and the wisdom to giving people true equality and not being offended, not being upset, not being anything but free and allowing them to be free themselves. You know, we live in a society that talks about God and gods, goddesses. But more times than I can ever count, it seems like people are insistent on they have to play the role of that God. Well, my God says I have to do this, or my God says that we can't have people like that in our society. You know what I say to them is what I just mentioned earlier. So let that God take care of it. Let your God that supposedly says that they can't allow that, let them deal with it. And you deal with you. And if your God, as you say, is mighty and powerful and will make that change, then allow them to make that change. Let's see if that change is made. Because personally, the God and goddesses that I honor, they walk beside me. They encourage me. They strengthen me. But they also say that it's my responsibility to live my life and to be the person that I'm supposed to be and to have the courage to do what it is that I'm called to do. It's not for me to change anyone else. That if someone wants my advice or my mentoring or my spiritual, what I've learned, that I'm more than happy and more excited to offer that. But it's not for me to push that. And it's not for any religion to push their religion. And it's not for any person to force anything upon anyone. We walk around in fear. We walk around in oppression daily, afraid to just be completely open with who we are. You know, I see more and more people beginning to understand that, and they're breaking out. I see bumper stickers that, you know, have, you know, coexist and, you know, just different things that people are beginning to see the truth in what I'm saying here. Because other people have felt this thing. This isn't new just to me. Other teachers and other spiritual teachers have, you know, ministered and spoken the same things. And sometimes we hear it and we try to go with it. And then sometimes it goes in one ear and it goes right out the other. But it begins with us laying that fear to the side. It begins with us saying, you know, I love my neighbors. I love my family. I love, you know, all the people that are close to me. But I got to be who it is that I am. And I'm asking you to accept that. I'm asking you to be my brother or my sister or whoever, you know, and just allow me to be free. If I feel like putting a pentacle up, then that won't offend you. Because you are spiritually mature. You are spiritually awakened enough to be where that cannot offend you. Even if we have to walk down the street and see a different symbol on every yard or on every door, or maybe we don't have to put up anything at all, that we can just let people be who it is that they are. There are answers. Most of the answers are very simplistic. Very simplistic. Life in itself is simplistic. The answer to life, the answer to peace. We as the human race have made things difficult. We have used religion to oppress, to control, and now people are massively confused with all the different religions in this world, all the different beliefs in this world. And you know what? They all can't be completely right. But they all might not be all completely wrong either. The point is, none of us know for sure absolute truth. And anybody that says that they do so is lying to themselves. What we do know is we're all here together. We're all here on this earth together. And it's up to us to make that positive change. It's up to us to show people that we can love each other, that we can work together in harmony. We can be who it is that we are, and we can make advances for the human race and for Mother Earth and for the creatures that are here. That we can stop killing creatures that were here far before us and that have died and lost and just don't even exist anymore simply because we felt that these animals, these creatures were getting in areas that they didn't belong. They were getting into our communities and they were getting into, and what we fail to understand is it wasn't them getting into our areas, it was us getting into theirs. Mother Nature, wildlife, you know, we've got to come to the point also where we understand that balance, that everything has a purpose. Everything down to the honeybee, to the flower, to the trees, to birds, everything has its purpose in this balance of life. And we just continue to push that to the point of extinction and somehow feel that we are intelligent enough beings to understand the meaning of life and God, and we can't even really fathom the basic elements of truth. We are here together. And in order to make that peace, we've got to lay down these religions. I'm not saying that you can't be your religion anymore. What I'm saying is we need to lay down that religious control, that feeling that you have to convert, that you have to change people, that you can't allow different things in society, that you have to fight everything that you see as evil. You don't have to anymore. You never had to. It was never your call to do so. Your call was to simply be who it is that you are and offer your wisdom when it's asked for. That's what we do. We raise our families, we teach as we can, but above all, we want to re-educate the next generation about what love really is. And love doesn't control. Love doesn't try to hinder people and put them in a cage and put walls around them. Love wants to set you free and let you be the person that you are. That's love. And understanding that love in all religions, that's the whole key element of peace. And how we as pagan-minded people, magical-minded people, or whatever it is that you are, that you can have the freedom to be who it is that you are. Yes, I understand that there is good and evil in this world. But you know what I also believe? That evil has no power unless you give it to him. Evil only manifests itself through choice. It manifests itself through feeling that you get a notion and you choose to do so. But the thing is, you can choose not to, too. Evil is dead in the water unless someone physically manifests it. You want to eliminate evil? You want to eliminate all the things in this world that are bad? It comes from choices. It comes from our choices. The choices that are real and make a difference. They're not based upon religion. They're not based upon what so-and-so said many years ago. But it's based upon reality and truth and real perception of what is reality. That's what makes the difference. It's not hard. It's extremely simple. Very simple. But it's hard in us because we've been browbeat our whole lives and for centuries that, no, it has to be this way. We have to fight this. We have to do it this way. We have to reconstruct, deconstruct, change our level of thinking, be open to new things, stop being offended when we don't understand them. Understand that you don't have to understand them. Maybe it's not for you to understand. Just continue to be you and walk your path and let others walk their path. That's the answer. As long as people are not hurting other people unwillingly, then leave them alone. Whatever it is that they're doing. I mean, I understand that we have to have laws and we have to have laws that protect people. And, you know, these things are fully understandable. So when I'm saying all this, yes, I understand that there are limits. But I think everyone understands what I'm saying here. That we have to be open and allow people to be who it is that they are. Freedom. to not be afraid any longer. The release, that religious control that brings even those people freedom to understand that you don't have to do this anymore. You don't have to stand out in front of the pagan festivals and condemn all the people that come in. You don't have to be that person that everyone is looking at and asking, why do you have to do this? Why are you out there doing it? Why are you hating on us? Why are you? You don't have to be that person. Just let them be. Or whatever religion it is. No religion has the right to persecute any other religion, like I said. I mean, how many churches do you see persecuted by pagans? How many Christian, you know, outside events do you see being protested by pagans? Or vice versa, Hindus, Muslim, whatever. It doesn't really exist, but it really only exists through one large corporate religious base, and that's Christianity. But there is a way to coexist. There is a way to beat these things and to bring about peace. Allow your God to be your God. Allow theirs to be theirs. Live together in harmony. It's that simple. And let that God choose what happens in other people's lives. That doesn't mean you even have to pray for them. That doesn't mean you have to do anything. Because God or gods, wherever they may be, whoever they may be, if they are in control and they have the ultimate power, then let them do what it is that they do. And let us do what it is that we are supposed to do. Let's live together. Let's find peace. Let's understand what real paganism actually is. When paganism is about loving this earth as our home, loving the creatures that are on this earth, understanding the balance of life and what the meaning of life is. That's the essence of paganism, to me, anyway. It has nothing to do with what the media and Hollywood project as evil or whatever else, because there's not an evil thing about most pagan traditions. I understand in every situation, every religion, you're going to have good, you're going to have bad. You know, even in the Christian church, you're going to have bad. We see that all over where, you know, ministers are going to jail for child crimes. No matter what we do, there will always be bad people, even in good things. And there is good in paganism. We just have to find it. Most of us already have found it. That's where I found my peace, my understanding. But it only happened when you let go of that fear and say, you know what, I'm not going to stop being who I am. I'm not going to, you know, if I want to go to the bookstore and I see a book I want to read, I'm not going to be afraid to buy that book because of what the cashier or somebody around me is going to say. If I want to wear a pentacle and I want to wear that to work when my work associate wears a cross, I'm not going to be afraid to do so because I'm going to let that fear go. I'm going to treat everybody with respect and I'm going to treat everybody with love and wisdom, but I'm going to stand my ground and say, this is who I am, and nothing is going to stop that. Thank you, everybody, for taking the time to listen. This is Reverend Richard Kent, the pagan-minded interfaith minister. You know, we got to go with terms, and that's about the closest I can get for what I am, and I mean as a preacher. Very pagan-minded. I want to invite everybody to also check out the Woven Circle Coven and some of the different outreaches we're having right now, the Pagan Pen Pal program. Look at our website at www.thepaganempire.com or thepaganempire.org. You can find us on Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, Discord. Just take a moment. Consider what I've said. Make a comment. Be a guest on the show. Or send me something that you feel needs talked about, that you need to hear. And I can answer your questions right over the podcast. I don't have to name your name. I can just merely read the question and go from there. But this is Richard Kent, the host. Be blessed, everybody, and blessed be. Thank you, everyone. This is Richard Ravenbrook. From my heart to yours, I hope you are blessed. Please be a blessing. Share these podcasts. Share my short videos. Tell the world the work that's being done. Help me open the minds of those so closed. Help me bring into the fold those seeking truth and enlightenment. Be blessed.